Simply Done, the podcast network.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Done, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California, it's the Big Three Podcast. Well, it's actually not the Big Three Podcast. As I'm sure you know, we're not doing those anymore, and this is our best of show. As a matter of fact, it's our 20th best of show. And this one continues the saga of Perry's Angels. This is where we delve into the many loves and losses of one Perry F. Caravello. Come to think of it, there may be more losses than there are loves, but that's the scare master. Now, on today's show, you'll hear even more examples of just how successful Perry is with the ladies. Actually, it wouldn't be a bad idea for some of the single guys to grab a pen and a paper. You might want to take notes, because as you listen to this, you'll realize everything Perry does, you want to do the exact opposite to be successful with the ladies. So in other words, don't be like the scare master. Learn from his mistakes. So once again, let's slip back into Perry's stable of women. Let's remember some of Jiggly Wriggly, Terry Anfluzzo, Sheba, Perry's ex-wife Dolly, Miranda, just girl after girl after girl, and realistically, failures with each one of them. One thing about Perry, though, when it comes to women, he's really not picky about age. He'll go after the elderly women. Remember Blue Iris? Somehow, pictures leaked out on the internet of Perry getting his dick sucked and his ass eaten by Blue Iris on stage. And when it comes to teenagers, Perry doesn't care. Mole and I would always try to remind Perry when he told us the stories of his lunch breaks, when he would go to the local high school and stare at all the young girls. And he was baffled when school officials asked him to leave. So let's sit back, let's relax, and continue on with Perry's Angels, Part 2. Hit it. Speaking of you being a ladies' man, let's talk about that for a second, because you always claim to be a ladies' man, and
I haven't had the time or the money, because I never get paid anymore because I haven't had a job.
Well, let's just talk about this, if I may. Do you mind? For a second? All right. We had a little bit of a problem. When we were at our apartment, we were working in the basement at one point. This neighbor, a cute girl that lives in my building, you kept talking to him. Mary Jane actually had to tell you to shut up and apologize. And then here was the phone message that you left Mary Jane.
I want to reply to you as a very sweet, young, lovable, nice lady is walking in the parking structure to her vehicle, and I go to say hello. I am not disrespecting her. I am, and I repeat, I am the ladies' man, ever since third fucking grade, ever since I was 2 fucking years old, I had bitches chasing me down from when I lived in Park Ridge, Illinois, so I moved to fucking California. I am the ladies' man, so don't ever fucking treat me like I'm a fucking moron or like I'm a piece of shit, because I repeat, I am the ladies' man.
The ladies' man.
So who's the ladies' man?
I am the ladies' man.
That's like a Dr. Seuss book.
Perry sexually harasses a neighbor of mine, and he thinks
I didn't sexually harass anybody.
Mary Jane, what would you say?
I just said hello.
She was terrified.
She was terrified.
Oh, my God.
So Mary Jane asked you not to say anything, and the next thing you know is this is the message you left. But what upsets me, and just to talk about you being a ladies' man, I got a little bone to pick with you, and I say—
Because of Heather.
Yeah, because of what you did. There was a girl that came over here, and Mary Jane was there. What is the first thing that you said to her?
I don't remember.
I do. Exactly. Well, I was told. You told this girl that, oh, Don has a huge crush on you. You said this in front of Mary Jane. You said this in front of everybody.
I did? Or did I ask this?
Mary Jane, what did he say?
He said that, boy, Don has a crush on you.
Yeah. Okay, so first of all, this is a person that I don't know very well. And do you think that's...
She's only a fan of our show, and I
No, she's not a fan of the show. She's never heard the show. She's a fan of mine from doing stand-up comedy.
Over at...
Right. Then what you did...
Excuse me.
...is then you felt it was cool to not only try to touch her toes and grab her toes, which freaked
like
her the hell
feet,
out.
You like feet, huh?
I got a thing for toes. You really should. She's got real...
You should do
toes.
One of those gelling commercials, man.
You really should. But your toes... You're just grabbing this girl's toes.
Oh, I was playing with her like she was a little kid.
Yeah, that's funny. But then...
Yes, exactly. Can I
this
just say
little
something?
Piggy. Go ahead.
You know what's funny?
I'm
is you
doing
say
the piggies.
Play,
you know,
let him do it.
Like
shut up.
A little kid, and you're the one who is trafficking in child pornography.
I remember that
oh,
from
Christ.
The last...
So when you say you're
trafficking
doing it like
child
a little
pornography,
kid.
No. Somebody sent me an email on Facebook or sent me that picture on my fucking phone... And I showed it to you, and I showed it to you, and that's when you said trafficking child pornography. I only showed it to two people, you both of you.
Well, then let me ask you this. All of a sudden, you start talking about touching a girl's toes, but you went right back to the fact she was like a little kid. That's
I was
sick,
playing.
That's sick, man.
I was playing like she was, you know.
But then, here's what really upsets me. After telling Heather in front of Mary Jane... Ooh, Don's got a crush on you. You asked Mary Jane out on a date for dinner.
Wrong.
Yes.
I asked Heather out for
no.
a dinner date.
What happened, Mary Jane?
First he said, which one of you guys' feet am I going to play with? Then he said, which one of you guys is going to go to dinner with me tonight?
Oh, my
where,
God.
Where would you take them to dinner?
I didn't say that.
Where would you go to dinner? Are you calling Mary Jane a liar?
Mary Jane's not
a liar. I didn't say that. Which
studio.
One wants to go with me to dinner? I said, Heather and I were talking... And I asked Heather if she's ever been to the Rainbow. And she was silent, and she said no.
Good line. John Quincy Adams, of course, was the producer of Windy City Heat.
Wasn't he one of the producers?
Well, he was one of the producers, but he was the guy that really got the ball rolling. What would you say he did on that movie, Mole?
He was the visionary. He was the soul.
Yeah.
He was the British guy on the phone.
Right. And he was the guy that continued to stick around. He's kind of been around.
Stuck with us when no one else would.
Exactly. So
didn't he provide me with Jiggly Wriggly?
I think he did. I think he did on your request.
What?
Because all those other broads that were in the casting call were...
What do you mean? Oh, that day?
Yeah. There was like a dozen chicks there and... There were two that I liked, but
which two? Now.
The one that had the nice, the one that had the real nice body.
The black girl?
No, 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 not that one. There was one that was all over me. She was kind of flat, but
like her
she...
performance. Her performance?
No, her body.
Oh,
now you're talking about From Windy City Heat.
That's From Windy City.
That
Heat.
Scene actually made it into the movie, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Okay,
I think
there was the black girl. She was kind of cute. I would date her, but I mean, I wouldn't stay with her. I would
why
date
not?
Her.
Why? Because you're racist?
No, it's not that I'm racist.
But why wouldn't you
look,
stay?
Look, dude, I've gone out with several black girls before.
Tell us about it.
Why? Is this man on man?
Not, oh, should we do that?
Let's do
we
guy
shouldn't
talk.
Do man on man. I'd rather do guy talk.
All right, well, let's do this. Right now,
time.
We got... Shut the fuck up, Perry. Why do you got to interrupt the only thing that I get to do?
Because...
Shut up. Okay. What we got here, we got three guys sitting around at a secret location in West Hollywood just talking about the ladies. Once again, it's time for Guy Talk.
Oh, yeah. It's Guy Talk. Gonna talk about the ladies. Guy Talk.
Ooh. Now, which chicks do you want me to talk about? The ones from Windy City Heat, the ones that I've dated.
No, I want to know why you wouldn't have stayed with the black girl.
The one in Windy City Heat, why I wouldn't be dating her?
I think that's what we were talking
about. You said you
would
date her, but you wouldn't stay with her.
Well, I wouldn't. I wasn't. She's not my type. She's not an Italian chick. She's not sexy like Denise Russo. I mean, you know. I really shouldn't be saying her last name.
Who's Denise Russo?
Now that you did.
That's okay.
Who's Denise Russo?
She's one hot babe that I met at this set called Spiel It.
Spiel It. Where was this? And when was this?
In downtown LA.
When was this?
A few weeks ago.
We do an extra work?
I was an audience member with Lydia.
Lydia?
Yeah.
Okay, I remember Lydia.
You know Lydia?
Yeah.
My long lost old friend from way back in the 80s with her brother
okay.
is a musician. Oh,
it doesn't matter. It's not that explanation's going to mean nothing.
It means nothing because you're not into music like I am.
Oh, really?
But yes, you are. What am I talking about? You've got more music CDs and more record albums than fucking Dr. Demento. Oh, oh, oh!
Boy, you are on fire. Nothing really to say, but you are on fire today. So tell me about this girl. Are you not allowed to talk about her?
No, I can talk about her. I mean, you know, the black chick on set, which the name I don't even know. Denise is a doll and a half.
So you just look at her as the black chick.
On the film set, I'll say, yeah, I'll just look at her as the black chick because I don't remember her name, and that's it. But Denise, when I met her, it was like my eyes were opened. And wow. I mean, wow.
Wow what?
Wow, she's an Italian girl, hot body, great mover, meaning, you know, she knows how to dance and stuff.
Does she know Moeller Myself?
I don't think so.
Did you ask her?
I kind of asked her if she's heard of the Big Three, and she said no, she's never heard of us. But I think she does now. I mean, after she looked my stuff up on the internet and stuff. So I think she knows who you and Mole are and things. And I also mentioned Windy City Heat.
When you meet somebody, do you mention that you were in the movie Windy City Heat?
Yeah. I mentioned that I'm the star of the cult classic on Comedy Central, Windy City Heat. And sometimes they go, oh, yeah, I remember that movie. You know, sometimes they say that, and sometimes they go, I never heard of that film. You know, so it's, and some of the people that act like, oh, I never heard of that movie. You know, it's like, please. It's the attitude that you see coming out of them when they're like, I never heard of that film. Like, who the fuck do you think you are? It's like, I don't even need to talk to you if you're going to give me that attitude.
Yeah, absolutely not. If you're going to give you that kind of attitude. Well, anyway, this has really been a great guy talk. You really opened up some things that we never knew before about your relationship with women. Like, nothing.
Oh, yeah.
That was it. I like Eric's style. He knows when it's over.
It's not over with.
Oh, it's over.
I've got three broads I don't know what to do with. I got Terry down in the South Bay. I've got Kiko in the marina. I've got Carol's, or four chicks, Carol slash her niece, Heather. Yeah.
By the way, if I can just say one thing, you recently went out to dinner with somebody. Who'd you go out to dinner with?
I went to dinner, with Terry or with Kiko?
I don't know who you went out to dinner with. That's what I'm asking about.
I was with Kiko the other night, and I was with Terry about a week ago.
How do you do it? What's your secret to being able to juggle multiple beautiful women?
That's those four.
Tell us what the top three...
You didn't mention Denise.
What are the top three rules of Perry juggling four women?
Rules?
Like the top three things that help you make that happen. Because you're better
Number
at
one
it.
Is you don't announce it to each and every girl that you know.
Oh,
no,
so
you just
keep it under wraps.
You keep it under wraps.
Yeah, okay.
One,
you
lied two,
to
a
lied
few.
Them. Okay.
You don't really need to. Look,
them.
I don't like to lie to people.
But you deceive them. You deceive them.
You just don't talk about it. You don't bring it up.
Right.
Okay. You know, like when
deception.
One.
Deception.
When, like if one girl says, what are you doing tomorrow night? And
you say,
if you don't say
you're going out with that other girl, you say something else.
Right. You know, like you're going to work or something.
I'm going to do something else, but you go out with some other girl. Okay. What's the second most important rule?
Second most important rule? Jeez.
That's what was said.
I'm not used to rules. I normally just
I normally do
things as they flow.
Tips. Oh, so go with the flow. Loosey-goosey.
Yeah, I'm very
write your rules as you go along.
Right.
Play fast and loose.
I'm very
okay.
I'm very
What's the third most important rule?
Be safe than sorry.
Yeah.
Be safe than sorry.
Use your condoms.
Be safe.
Oh,
then
you know what?
Sorry.
That's interesting. Do you use condoms all the time?
All the time.
Have you ever not used a condom?
Randy Callahan.
Did you use a condom with Randy Callahan?
You didn't use a condom.
He sucked my dick.
Right.
Yeah, well, you should use a condom when you're getting somebody to suck.
That was a long
Did you
time
use
ago.
A condom there?
No.
So the only time you've ever had sex without a condom was with Randy?
No.
Well, then you just lied to us.
Or did you stop saying
you
lies.
Just said you'd always use the condom?
Well, no.
Then
I
asked Randy Callahan was the only guy, and you said yes. And
Randy Callahan
no.
is the only
and then,
guy.
That's the
guy.
If you let
part.
A guy blow you now, you'd make sure to wear a condom,
there's
right?
Not,
that he learned.
There is
but
no guy.
If a guy was going
there
to,
there is no guys.
If
no,
if it was going to happen,
no happen.
He would definitely wear a condom.
There's never ever again gonna be a guy that's gonna suck my dick. You fucking homo.
Never say never.
Stop bringing it up. Oh, I will say never. Okay. I will say never because it'll never happen again.
Let me ask you this. 21 years ago, did you ever think that you'd have some guy's dick in your hand while he was blowing you? No. So you can never say never.
No,
never
and I never expected the fact of getting in trouble like that ever
absolutely.
Happening like that either.
You could have lost
you almost
the job
got thrown
as an
off
extra.
Of that extra job.
Right. You don't want that. That's a permanent scratch on your record. You don't want that. Anyway, the point is, you do use condoms all the time.
I do now.
Now.
I mean, now, I wasn't totally
Wait a minute,
into
hold
condoms.
Everything. There's another time, not only the Randy Callahan thing, but when you had a baby, your wife. You had to squirt the fucking love juice in there.
Well, yeah, because we, look, back in the late 80s, I wasn't always using condoms. I would pull. But when her and I were having sex that one night, actually, day and night.
It was a day and nighter?
Yeah, it was a day and nighter. And I knew her menstrual cycle, and I squirted in her because I knew that I was being thrown out of my mom and my aunt's place right after my Uncle Jimmy passed away. And I knew that my dad didn't even want me at his apartment, and I had nowhere to go.
You know what? Can I tell you this? I like to
so
say.
So I kind
hold
of
on,
felt
Perry,
like
Perry, Perry, before
she
you
was the only place to go. So that's why I.
You loaded.
I got yeah. I got
you
her
got
pregnant.
Her pregnant purposely.
Yeah.
So you deceived her.
Yes, I did.
Yes, you.
And
did.
And it was wrong thing to do, but you know I have a daughter out of that, and I love my daughter to pieces, and I'm glad, and I'm very happy that I have a child.
And you know what? What would be great too.
I would love to have my daughter come to California again.
Have her on the show? That's
oh,
a
she'd
great
be great
idea.
On the show.
She really would be.
You is she well, dating yeah. right now?
I don't know what the fuck she's doing. I know she's in the Air Force. That's all I know.
You know what would be great, though? We should cut this up so we can one day give this to her, and she can hear from her father that very special night when she was conceived.
Well, you know, it was special. I wasn't... I was in a bad situation back then, but you know, when I found out that my girlfriend at the time became my wife, you know, was pregnant, I was very happy.
Can you paint the word picture for us of what happened that night? You were just kicked out of your house?
No, I wasn't kicked out. I was
okay. So take us back there and tell us what happened, Scaremaster.
This is good. This is really good. Yeah, that's
okay.
A great idea.
Well, my ex-wife's name is Dolly, and Dolly and I were together, and I was in a bad state at the time, and it was kind of like, where do I go? And I knew Dolly was a legal secretary, and she was kind of hinting.
Could pay rent.
Pay rent and a lot more. And she was kind of hinting on us moving in with each other. So I kind of added a little gift for
us to move in together a little quicker.
What do you mean?
Getting her pregnant.
Oh, on purpose without her knowing.
Well, of course she knew about it. But, you know, as we were having sex together, when I had my orgasm happen, it was like, oops, I think something's very serious is going to happen.
Did you tell her that right then?
Yeah.
Did you tell her that because you felt that special little magic that they sometimes say that when it's going to happen, you feel it and you know this was it? Did you feel that?
I kind of did. Yeah.
When you started thinking, boy, that money I'm going to get from her.
No, it's not that it wasn't the money about, you know, it wasn't
the
about
rent.
The money. It wasn't about the money food. And stuff.
It's Easy Street for Caramello.
Caravello. Why do you say Caramello? It's not with an M, you moron. It's with a V, like vicious.
Well, you call me Don a lot.
Because anyway. That's your name, all Don. Right. Durr. Anyhow, so, yeah, it was just,
You deceived her. For rule one, you deceived her.
I deceived her, and,
rule
now
two,
we have...
you played it fast and loose.
Yep.
Rule three. What was rule three? Does everybody remember?
No, I don't.
I played it. I just let the flow happen.
You let the go with the flow.
Perry, now about these two dates, who'd you go out with?
Terry and her daughter.
Terry and her daughter?
Yeah.
So you did a mother-daughter thing.
Well, we didn't
What's
have
Terry
sex.
What's Terry Anfluzzo's daughter's name? What's
Jamie.
Jamie Anfluzzo?
No, she's been married twice.
How old is she?
10 years younger than me. I'm 47. She's 37.
Wow. Quick math there. And she's been married twice, huh?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Twice that I know of.
She good looking?
She's gaining weight again, and I don't like it. I mean, she had her stomach stapled and everything.
Did you tell her about that?
I kept my mouth shut, but I told Terry after I came home.
And what
I just don't like what's going on with Jamie.
What did Terry say about that?
Well, she says, I know, and I don't know what to do. I mean, I'm trying to help her out and stuff, and we even spoke about it over dinner. You know, about,
so you go out to dinner with the mother and daughter team.
Yeah.
Take it from there. Go.
Well, I took Terry out to dinner. And
Terry
I took
Terry
and Jamie out to dinner. And her,
Who paid?
I paid.
How much?
Really?
A little over 100.
Really? And where'd you go?
To the Doubletree.
Wow, it must be nice to have all that money.
What money? What fucking money?
Wait, the Doubletree Hotel?
In Torrance, yeah.
Like the restaurant that's inside the Doubletree?
Yes.
Wow, that's living.
Was. Yeah, I think, yeah.
What'd you get?
I don't remember. It was appetizers and drinks.
Okay, did you get, like, calamari?
Like I said, I don't remember.
Come on, Scare Master.
I don't remember.
You remember.
All right.
You got the sliders?
No sliders.
All right, let's go. After dinner, you're back in their place.
I wasn't back in
their
place.
How do you start things up?
Spinach artichoke dip?
It was after dinner. We walked out to our cars and we all left.
What?
Pretty hot.
Yeah, we didn't have sex.
That's a date?
It was just a dinner get-together.
I have a rule. If I'm not coming, it ain't a date.
Well, I have a rule, too.
If he ain't coming, he's a bumming.
That's a good one.
That's...
I had to get a T-shirt with that on it.
Look, I mean, Jamie had her boyfriend come, too.
You brought her boyfriend?
That's gross.
Jamie had her boyfriend there.
Did you pay for him?
Yeah, I paid for everybody.
What? Why? And you didn't get any sex out of it?
It's been a long time. I haven't been with Terry for quite a while.
Terry,
so Terry said, "Oh, Scare Master, I know you're broke, but how about taking me to dinner? How about taking me to dinner or drinks and appetizers? Dinner? I can't afford that. How about drinks and appetizers? Okay, I'm going to bring my daughter. That sounds great. And her boyfriend. Oh, okay.
Did she at least?
They gave me a few bucks.
Did they jerk you off under the table
with
their feet?
Not at the fucking restaurant.
So it happened later. Let's get to that point.
It didn't happen at all. Dude, I haven't seen them in quite a while, and I haven't been with her and by myself in quite a while. And Jamie, you know, like I said, Terry, Jamie, and I haven't been together for a long time.
And the boyfriend,
The boyfriend, somebody knew. He's a funny guy.
What's his name?
I forgot what his name was.
Ted?
No, I
Steve?
Forgot.
Neil?
Forgot.
Lance,
Alan,
Mark, Frank,
I
Sal,
don't remember
Jeff,
what his name was.
Craig,
Ken,
Kent,
Levi.
My mind is blank when it comes
Steve,
to
Steve, Todd, Greg.
I don't know.
Tito. A few weeks ago, Perry, you came up and you told us that stormy weather. She was coming to town.
Not stormy weather. Stormy Rebel.
Oh, Stormy Rebel?
Stormy Rebel?
Tell her who. Tell Mole who. Shut up! Tell Mole whose daughter that is.
That is not whose daughter, it's whose sister.
Yeah.
It's Dimebag Darrell's little sister.
Yeah.
Whoa. From the band Pantera. Whoa.
And he's no longer with us.
And Dimebag, of course, got killed in that situation in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Why hasn't she been here?
Stormy's not here because we haven't mailed for her. We don't have the money to mail for her.
I thought you said she was coming to town.
She was talking about coming out, and she's had some financial matters.
So you lied to us.
I didn't lie.
You
it's
lied
not
to us.
A lie.
You said on one of the episodes that she's going to be here the next week.
I didn't say the next week.
Yes, you did.
I said she was coming.
No, you didn't.
I didn't say the next week. I said she was coming.
Like an orgasm is coming.
Yeah.
Well, that's how I talk. Like an orgasm is coming. I said she was coming, but she didn't tell me exactly when she was coming. And, you know, I could call her up right now if you want me to.
No. We don't.
Okay.
Okay, let's talk about when you made love to Sheba, because this is where
Sheba
we should talk about the lovemaking, correct?
Can I ask you one question? In the apartment, did you guys have coitus on one of her boxes?
Where her clothes were?
What do you mean by coitus?
Coitus.
Oh.
You mean shoot a load?
How? You know the Latin terms.
I mean, that's called English. I don't know Latin.
Well, you're Italian.
Are you talking? You talking coitus?
Oh, like, he's speaking Italian again.
Spew a fucking load all over her back or in her crack.
I think that's what it translates
to.
Yeah.
Okay. God, I don't even remember. I think I had a condom on. I believe. Yes, I did.
Let me ask you this: Did you guys start with a little light kissing?
We never told us that. Did you kiss her lightly and make love to her and look her in the eyes and tell her, "I love you, Sheba"?
No.
How did it work? How quick would you say, from the time that you knew it was a go, that you were going to fuck her, how quick did you have your dick inside that sweet pussy of
Sheba?
About
5 minutes.
Really? So there wasn't a lot of foreplay?
There was no foreplay.
Jeter pussy?
I'm not into that with that pig.
Yeah, but did you do it?
No.
Come on, Scaremaster.
Did she give you oral?
We don't lie to each other here.
No.
Don't be ashamed if you ate
Sheba's
pussy.
I wouldn't. Look.
Would you tell us if he did?
Yes.
You would?
Yes.
I think he did. Look at his smile. Look at his smile.
I think he did.
You wish I ate her.
Look at him smile. Look at him smile. He's in love with her.
Now let's talk about somebody else.
How many times was that? How many times was that?
One load and out the door.
And did you do on some boxes?
It was on her sleeping bag on the floor.
And you guys were kissing and kissing?
No.
You didn't kiss her
at all? No, she was on her knees, and she was, you know, like on her hands and knees, and I was on top of her like a little doggy. And
so you just did it the one time?
Yeah.
Guess who she's tied with for times making love to you?
What are you talking about?
She's tied with somebody else from around the same time for making love to you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Randy Callahan.
Oh, because at one time,
yeah,
both of them.
Both did them once.
That's an interesting piece of trivia.
Yeah.
I could bring up Linda Johnson and Guy talks about Linda Johnson.
You've already talked about
her.
You already talked about her. How many times are you going to go over the same story?
And Victoria Givens.
Okay, you've talked about her. We're tired
of
hearing.
Talk about Terry?
Why don't you. The one that jerked you off with her feet?
And fucked me.
She didn't fuck you.
We've had sex.
Get her on the phone to prove it. Will she admit to fucking you?
I don't know.
Were you with any women this week?
Yeah, I was. It was last week. I was with Heather and Carol.
You didn't fuck either one of them.
No,
girls.
I didn't, because of the way you fucking made it.
Because I told you not to go to the comedy store.
And there you are at the comedy store. You're not going to fuck these two girls?
Yeah, well, you're not.
You pointed it out right there on stage. I mean, you totally embarrassed me.
You think that hurt you?
Yeah, it did.
Why? Because I mentioned that in
Yeah, on stage, in front of them, and in front of a whole crowd of people.
Yeah, about 100 people. They didn't think you were going to either.
They didn't look. Oh, Christ.
So you think you can fuck Heather, or you think you can fuck Carol?
I'm not going to, no more comments. I don't know.
I'm asking you what you think.
No, I'm not, because I don't want to.
This is a show about pop culture and personal lives.
Okay, and our personal lives. Do I think I can have sex with either Carol or Heather?
Yes.
Maybe in the future.
Which one?
I don't know.
If you were to bet one or the other.
I'd like to date both of them.
Okay, here, $100 you have to bet.
I don't bet.
Wait a minute. Let's bet the kind of money he pays for songs. Let's go $500. You blew that on a song, a rap song.
I threw that away.
Blew it.
Fucking prick. Look, you brought up on stage, which Carol immediately got in contact with me, and she says that was the wrong thing for him to do on stage.
She said that?
Yes. That was the wrong thing for him to do on stage. Was to talk about our personal lives with you.
And pop culture.
I was talking about pop culture before I mentioned it. And people, they know me from the podcast, and they think, I'll bet you during his act, he talks about pop culture and his own personal life.
He seems to be a guy who's really into talking about pop culture and his personal life.
And that's what I do.
It's kind of a lifestyle for the three of us.
He gets on stage at the Comedy Store and looks at Heather and Carol. You're not going to be fucking those two tonight. They don't want to fuck you.
Was he right?
On stage? In front of a whole fucking audience of people?
You think I was wrong then?
Yeah, you were wrong.
Yeah, it's objective.
I mean, like, let's say I was married to either Heather or Carol.
Why not both?
I'd like to be married to the both of them, okay.
An aunt married and to her both niece.
No, I'm not into that. I'm not into that.
Well, you're one of the few people that aren't.
I would like to do both of them, but I'm not into being married to two people at the same time.
I'm just freaking out looking at that pie. Here we go. Here's the first giant slab.
And you are on the way. You're that much closer to $20.
All right. How about while he's having the pie, I know a word that rhymes with pie.
What's that?
Guy.
Guy.
And I know what time. I know what time it is.
What time is it?
Maybe it's time for three guys sitting around talking about the ladies.
Oh, for those people that have never heard this, this is where three guys, one of them eating a pumpkin pie, sitting around talking about the ladies. It's time once again for Guy Talk.
Oh, yeah. It's Guy Talk. Gonna talk about the ladies.
Okay, I think Scaremaster should have to finish the pie by the Guy Talk.
What's that about? What'd you say?
What was that?
I think Scaremaster should have to finish the pie by the end of Guy Talk.
Well, usually Guy Talk's like about 2-3 minutes long.
Sounds about right.
All right, well, Perry, I don't know. We'll ask Mary Jane. Mary Jane, because you have a vested interest in this, because either the $20 goes
to
you.
He's not wasting any time. Look at him.
Or it goes to Perry. Do you think that we should put the provision on this that Perry has to finish the pie before the end of Guy Talk? What do you think?
Yes.
Okay, well, then that's the way it goes.
Oh, look at that bite. Oh.
By the way, that's a pumpkin pie in celebration of Thanksgiving, which was yesterday, and you enjoying that, Scaremaster?
Love it.
Hey, Scaremaster, speaking of the ladies, what was going on with that lady who you're going to bring here tonight? What's her story?
Yeah, Heidi.
I have no idea what the fuck's going on with that cunt.
What did she?
Fuck her. I don't need it. Let me eat.
I got to say one thing. If nothing else, you're consistent with your stupidity. You really are.
Let me ask you.
Well, how well
did you...
Look at that bite. Ah!
What if something happened to her today and you're calling her a cunt?
That's not nice.
It really isn't.
That's a hate word.
I'll find out when I get home, that's all.
What do you mean you'll find out when you get home? Why don't you call her?
I only have her on Facebook. I don't have a phone number.
Who have you been dating lately, Scaremaster? Any ladies?
The one that I've been dating for the past 15 years?
Yeah.
Terry?
Terry Anfuso?
Yep.
I believe it's Terry Anfuso, who is Miss Cleveland 1943.
When's the last time you guys hooked up?
69.
You 69?
Wow.
Or she's 69 years old.
Go on, yeah.
How old is she? Miss Cleveland, 1969.
Okay, 69. So that would be...
She's 63 years old.
40.
So she's 63 now.
Yeah.
How's she looking?
She looks all right. Still looks good.
If there's one flaw in Terri Ann, what would that flaw be? Like, if there's one thing you could change on her, what would that be?
More sex.
How often does she give it?
She doesn't give me enough pussy like she did when we first met.
I thought she never did when you first met.
I used to get a lot off of her when we first met.
No, that's not true. You used to never get it because you never got any sex.
She gave you a Callahan with her feet.
Right. That was the first thing that she did. And that took years before you got that.
What?
The first time that she jerked you off with her feet, she had never had sex with you before that.
Well, we kept a lot of it very secret.
Oh, here we go.
A lot of it secret.
This is an epic bite he's got working right here.
Well, we're almost done with guy talk, so he's got to finish this before he wants
the
money.
He's got to keep the story going. He's got to keep the guy talking going.
We've had sex quite a few times.
Someone's lying.
I don't need
here.
To announce when I'm fucking somebody, do I?
Well,
it's, I mean, guy how, talk. Often, how often do you announce when you fuck all the girls that you fuck?
Constantly. I get in graphic detail with you. How do you think the segment
fucked,
guy talked?
Who was the last chick you fucked?
Last night, some dirty fucking audience member.
Where?
The bathroom of the Comedy Store.
Do you know her name?
I don't remember it. I know she was a model. She had been in some, she was in Bizarre Magazine this month, I guess. That's what she kept bragging about. And next thing you know, I'm on stage. Next thing you know, I'm in the bathroom helping her out with toilet paper. The next thing,
And she's helping you out with a little rimmer, huh?
With a what?
A rim job.
What's
talking
that?
To the mic.
She's helping him out with a rim job.
Perry, do you understand? Pull the mic towards your fucking mic.
It's right there, jack off.
All right, but you know what? You're not talking loud enough to be heard. So jack off. Talk into the fucking mic.
I'm talking into the
mic. You're not talking into the mic.
I'm tiny, you fucking pig.
Right, but still, you're talking.
You have to keep the guy talk going.
Right, all
so
right.
That you have the time.
Well, okay, well, you know what? Maybe we should just close out guy talk.
Up.
All right,
don't close
out
yet. Don't close
out
yet.
No,
if he's not talking about it.
I have a question for him. I have a question for him.
Oh, shoot. Go ahead, Mo.
Okay. So she's 63 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does she get an AARP discount?
I don't know.
Would you want to take advantage of that if you guys went to the movies? When is the last time you guys hooked up? When did you went to the smush room?
When was right on the last? When I took
would
her
you
her,
talk into the
when I took her and her daughter and her daughter's boyfriend out.
Well, yeah. That's right. You
yeah.
didn't.
You
but you didn't have
travels.
Sex with her that night.
Mm-mm.
Well, that's what he's saying. When did you last hook up with her?
That's
not
what,
the time that
the
she had her whole
it.
Family come over to and have, you have to pay for a dinner for them.
Oh God! Oh, you mean the last time that I had sex with her?
That's what we're talking about.
Where did you guys go to eat that time?
Over at the DoubleTree.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Last time we had sex, about 4 months ago.
Really?
Where was it?
My house.
No, where was it? In her mouth? In her ass?
No. It was in the missionary position.
What? That's kind of disheartening. A lot of people, I think, would believe that you're just like a dynamo crazed boy when you get into the bedroom with a woman.
It all depends.
It depends on what?
On her. Sometimes they like to be slow and be old-fashioned like Terri does. And sometimes...
Does she kiss you while you're having sex with her?
Yeah.
Describe it while you eat the rest of the pie.
All right, well, let's just close this out.
No, he's almost done.
You know what? This
Terri
is
likes
it.
To kiss slow. She's a slow mover. And then when she gets...
Do you think it's because of her age?
No.
Are you ever afraid you're going to break her hip?
No, she likes to be very passionate about... Making
really?
Love you. Oh, yeah.
Has she gone through menopause as of yet?
What do you mean?
What do you think I mean?
I'm not sure. Blame yourself.
Do you know what menopause is?
No.
Okay.
Which menopause?
You
mean when they tie your pussy?
Yeah. When you tie your pussy.
You're talking when they...
And they also sponsor the race car driver, Jimmy Johnson. Sponsored by menopause.
this is really, really turning into a classic classic moment.
Wait
right
a second. What
as
do you
Perry
mean?
Perry learns the birds and bees.
Birds and bees. Yeah, I know. I'm going to have to learn this one. This sponsor, Jimmy Johnson?
Yeah.
Yes. Menopause.
What is that, a drink?
No. It's what women go through.
I thought it was an alcoholic drink.
Well, maybe it is. I don't
menopause.
Know.
Let me ask you this. How what? Much pie is left?
All right, well, we got to close this
left?
Thing out. And that
it's not Guy Talk.
Today is
no,
the
it's
end.
Not.
Thank
it's
you.
Not
another
over.
Great
Guy Talking Quick Scare
class,
no,
classic
fuck
version
it.
Of today's Guy
No, it's
talk.
Not the end of the version of Guy Talk. Keep talking about Terry, you fool.
Oh, yeah. It's Guy Talk.
Done.
Yeah, but the song it started.
All right. Well, we got there's pie one done. All right. Now, do you want cherry or pecan as your second pie?
I can't eat anymore.
How are the nurses? Maybe we should do Guy Talk.
You want to start out with Guy Talk?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. All right, then go. Let's do this. This is usually a little earlier than we start, but here it is. Three guys just sitting in a hospital room after a neck surgery talking about the ladies. It's time once again for a little Guy Talk.
Oh, yeah. It's Guy Talk. Gonna talk about the ladies. Guy Talk.
All right, now, we're back here talking about the ladies. Now, Perry, you're in a hospital.
There's one nurse here that when I was here the last time, two rooms over, her name's Martha. Mm-hmm. This chick is fucking gorgeous.
Now, how did she work with you? What did she
do? Gave me a sponge bath.
Oh, shit. So you got this girl, Martha. Wait a minute, let's set the scene. Martha's in there. She's giving you a sponge bath. Oh. Is there anybody in here?
Just her and I.
Talk about the lighting. Is it candle lights or do you have
regular
lights?
It's lights like we got in this room right now.
Did you
and
ask
her? She said, I'm here for your sponge bath.
No, she came in and she
what
says...
What she look like? Tell us what she looks
brown
like.
Brown hair.
Definitely a chick, right?
Yo, of course.
What do you say? Don't say of course, dude.
Definitely a female.
Okay.
Definitely a nurse. Beautiful girl. She had a look... Kind of like oh shit.
A nurse?
Like an oh shit?
No, I'm what? Trying to think of her name.
Florence Nightingale?
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Are you serious?
Yes.
And she's
really?
Giving you a sponge bath?
Oh,
like,
dude.
Wait a second.
She had a Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Can't hardly wait Jennifer Love Hewitt or Ghost Whisperer Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Can't hardly wait.
Whoa, Carson Daly, Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, so now.
She's got me all, she's got everything off of me.
Now she's got.
And she's sponging me down.
Are you getting hard?
And oh, I couldn't. I was way too drugged. I even told Sammy about this. He was like, oh man, he goes, I feel sorry for you. He goes, my
Sammy, your cousin.
Yeah,
right?
My cousin, okay. Sam. He goes, my dick would have probably shot to the sky right away.
That's Sammy
to
for
the
it.
Sky? Is,
yeah, my cousin gets a hard on almost anything.
You guys talk about your cousin?
Yeah, we talk about a lot and stuff? We talk about chicks all the time.
Yeah, but that's not talking about chicks. That's talking about his boner.
Well, who gets you a boner, right?
I'll talk about that, but...
Talks about who...
But Guy Talk really isn't talking about, like, are boners.
Now, yeah. Let's get back to the Martha giving you the sponge bath. You can't get hard because you're so drugged out.
Let right.
Right now, it comes time. And clean up down in this area right here. In this area right here. Right in this
cleaning
area.
Cleaning my private parts.
Right in here.
Yeah, she's cleaning my private part. Stop slapping me. Stop slapping me.
All right, I just want to make sure that you understand where...
I know exactly
okay.
Where.
Did you like her?
Yeah, I did. I really liked her a lot.
Did she clean your balls?
Yep.
What would that feel like? Did she say anything?
No, she held my dick with one hand and started wiping. And then she's like holding up here. She's got the rag in the other hand.
Knowing you and your sense of humor, what'd you say when she was doing that?
I says, honey, I want you to come home with me and do this every night of the week forever. She goes, that's inappropriate. Like that.
She goes, that's inappropriate. I go, I'm sorry, but you're doing such a wonderful job and you're so beautiful.
And what'd she say to that?
She says, again, stop it. And then I shut up.
And then from then on, you had
a... I just let her finish.
Doing it.
Yeah, I just let her
finish. Was that the last you saw?
That was the last I saw of Martha.
Do you think she told somebody that she didn't want to do it anymore with you?
Possibly. I like having sex with my girls. Linda Johnson, Miss Penthouse Magazine. Yeah, the Penthouse Pet. Victoria Givens.
Yep.
Okay.
Mike Tyson's my other wife.
What's that?
Go on.
Linda.
Linda Johnson.
I already said Linda.
Mario
Victoria
Joyner.
Givens. Jasmine St. Clair and many, many more.
Michael St. Clair, isn't she a porn star?
Yes.
You've had sex with her.
What about Victoria? She's another porn star.
Wait a minute, but I asked about, you had sex with her.
All three of them.
Did you have to pay for it?
No comment.
Wait a minute.
And that means
how much you have to pay?
I'm not going to answer that.
It's a simple question.
But I'm not answering
that. All right, why can't you answer?
Because I don't want to get...
You'll talk about Randy Callahan backwards and forwards, telling every single
detail. He's proud of that.
I'm not proud of that.
Just tell us how much you spent.
Enough.
How much did you spend?
Enough.
How about this?
On Jasmine St. Clair, because I saw her on Howard Stern. How much did you spend?
Okay, look, let's play the Price is Right game. It's got to go in this thing. You say stop. You say stop, right? When it goes up. Beep, 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 beep.
What's enough?
Beep. You tell me or stop. Beep.
I just said beep. Enough.
Okay. All right. Oh, wow.
All right. Now let me finish.
Hold on.
It's between... $150 and $225.
Higher or lower?
$100 is all I spent on both girls.
Really?
Victoria and Jazz.
This is the phone call that I got this week from a little guy by the name of Scary Perry Caramello.
Hey, I'm watching Jimmy Kimmel Live right now. It's 12:34. Joan Rivers is hilarious. Set me up with a date with her. Because I know how you like to set me up with old bags, you know, Blue Iris. And you know how I like to date, you know, Terry and Fuzo, because she's like my brother's age, 15 years older than me. So set me up with Joan Rivers, you know, a chick that's like, what, 30, 40 years older than me? Go right ahead. Okay, we'll talk. Bye.
What makes you think Joan Rivers would want to go out with you, Scaremaster?
Because we're both funny.
You're right.
But I'm trying to remember the one girl that I met at the Key Club. I'm talking about Drew Barrymore.
Met Drew Barrymore.
At the Key Club.
Oh, cool, man.
Years ago.
How long ago was this?
In 95.
Did you give her your number?
We exchanged numbers. I gave her my card, and she gave me her cell phone number.
She still have your number?
Wait a second.
That was a long time ago.
Hold everything. You're saying you met Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, at the Key Club.
And what did she say to you?
What did she say to me? Hi, you know, and...
did you give her your number?
I gave her my card.
From the fanny pack.
From the pack.
And was she impressed by that?
Did she call you?
She was, no, wait, no,
is
it, she never
is it
called
still
me.
The same number?
I don't know. I don't even
call
her.
Is.
Why don't we do this? Hey, listen, Drew, if you listen, or if anyone's listening that's friends with Drew, because I know a lot of her friends listen to the show, tell her to call in next week and talk to Scare Master.
Yeah, and if she does, we'll send her three Perry's Gay stickers.
What about the not gay?
What about the exclamation mark?
Perry hit it on the head. I promised Perry if we started seeing these things all over the country and all over the world, I would make stickers that said, not gay, with a question
People
mark.
People aren't putting these stickers up because they know I'm not a fag.
They don't know that. How would they know that?
The Come only on. Way they could know that is Come to on. Not have gay Come sex on. With you.
I mean... How many chicks am I always with?
Always, dude.
All right?
I've never seen you with one.
Well, because I'm too picky about the girls,
okay,
one.
Okay, you just said that you're always with them, and then I say, but I've never seen you with one, and you say, well, because.
Oh, now, wait a second. You haven't seen me with Miss Cleveland?
1936, Whoa. Yeah.
36. Try 69.
What about that summer when that guy, Danny Green, blew up Cleveland with all those car bombs?
What year was that?
Cleveland's a crazy place. You don't even want to get into that.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know what time it is, Perry?
Talk to me.
You started it.
I started it.
Yes, you did. Because right now, it's just three guys sitting around at a secret location in West Hollywood talking about the ladies.
The ladies.
It's time once again for a little guy talk.
Oh, yeah. It's guy talk. Gonna talk about the ladies. Guy talk.
Perry, you got this thing started by talking about all these girls.
Yeah, talk about that one girl who's all like, hey, Scaremaster.
Well, I'll tell you about the last girl that I saw. Which
come on over here, Perry. I'd like to rub your shoulders.
That's, what's her face?
Yeah, but tell us about that girl who was all like, Scaremaster. Hey, what's going on and stuff?
Dafina, I saw last week.
Yeah.
Was it last week or the week
before? Wait, hold on, Scaremaster. Hold on, Scaremaster. Tell about that lady. Tell me that one lady.
What lady are you talking about?
The Scaremaster lady. Tell about that one lady.
What one lady? I mean, there's tons of them.
No, the one, the Scaremaster.
Jesus, what are you talking about?
Who that lady go in that movie?
I don't know who he's...
I think I know who you're talking about. You went out with a girl recently.
Yeah, Dafina.
Tell us a little
Chicago.
Bit about her.
Well, your female friend, and I shouldn't say friend, coworker over at the Comedy Store.
That's her.
That,
No.
I guess she cocktails at the Comedy Store, and she's Dafina's cousin?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's how Dafina told me she knew you.
So she knew me. Is she using you to get to me?
No, she's...
Are you sure?
She just
Perry,
told me that...
Perry?
She didn't say she's using
Perry,
me...
Perry, can I say something? What I see a lot of times, I see these girls that are a little bit shy. They don't know how to approach me. They want a little piece of me, but they don't know how to go about it. So they might use someone else.
Well, look, she's way too young for the two of us.
Do you think she's using you?
She just, you know, her and I met up in Marina Del Rey, and I took her to lunch, and we talked a little bit.
Did she mention me at all?
Well, she mentioned that she knew you through her cousin because her cousin works at the Comedy Store.
There you go. What does it sound like to you, Mo?
She's not the lady who go to that movie.
Hold on. Who's that pounding on the door?
It might be Dafina.
The what?
My friend.
The who?
Her name is Dafina.
The Fina?
Dafina.
Duh. $54.
Is she here?
$1,000.
Yeah, Dafina. There she is. Hi, honey.
How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
I'm Dafina.
That's Dafina.
I'm Walter.
Do you want to sit with me or do you want to sit with Don?
It's okay. I'll just sit with you.
Okay. She wanted to see the show.
So wait a second. So what's the deal? Defeated. How are you invited to come here? Put your head.
You even said that she can come.
I don't remember saying that. Who'd I say that to?
You said it to me.
You gotta talk to me about this, Perry. You don't just bring somebody here.
Oh God.
Defeated. I'm not coming down on you. This is Perry's fuck up.
So where are you from?
Chicago.
Wow. Do you ever have a Chicago hot dog?
Yes.
You know the band Chicago?
Yes.
Do you ever have Chicago pizza?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
You know, from what I understand, a lot of gay people are born in Chicago.
Yeah.
From what I understand, there's more gay people here in Hollywood, California than anywhere else on the planet!
Oh, let me quote your source, Perry. Where do you get the source of that?
I've read it. On Where? The internet.
What sites are you going on? Where are the most gay people on the planet?
Google.
You Google that? Wow.
Why would you ask a question like that?
I'm not interested
then
in
why,
that.
How do you know that? You just said you went to Google and you
to
saw
ask
it on
him
Google.
Where there's the most gay people on the planet.
That's what you said to us,
it
Perry.
It is pretty interesting, Scare Man.
There's more faggots here in this town than there are in San Francisco. Because, you know... You always give me shit about going to San Francisco or even moving to San Francisco.
I don't think I've ever...
Liar! Liar!
So, well, how are you and Perry hooked up? What's the deal there?
Defina called me up one day because she's got my stuff on Facebook.
Yeah.
And of course, my phone number's out there because of my skateboard company. And she gave me a phone call one day, and she said she wanted to meet. So I called her back, and she said that she was down in the marina, and I says, "Oh God, I'm right here right now." So then we met over at Ralph's Market, and we went to lunch.
Sweet Ralph's, which Ralph's?
The one on Admiralty.
Oh, nice, you are that's a nice Ralph.
So then we I took her and my friend to lunch
at Ralph's.
Excuse me.
No, at a
What? Daphne wants to say something.
No, I'm sorry.
It's Daphne, not Daphne.
Shut the fuck up.
Do you have contacts in?
What are you talking about?
Your eyes.
No, these are my eyes.
I've never seen eyes like that, I swear.
Perry talks about my eyes all the time, too.
I don't talk about your eyes all the time.
You don't think I've got good-looking eyes?
No, seriously.
He's got bright blue eyes.
They're beautiful. They're nice.
She likes you, dude.
She likes me. She's a sweetheart.
So what's the deal with you guys?
Well, yes, we're dating. Yes, we're friends.
You're dating?
Yes, she's got a boyfriend in Chicago. That's her real boyfriend.
But she's more
of a friend of mine than a girlfriend.
Oh, so you had sex yet?
No, we're not going to have sex. She's got her boyfriend in Chicago.
What do you mean, no?
No,
Let me ask her. Defeated. What? Now, why won't you have sex with him?
I have a rule against sleeping with Italians, actually.
Why?
I
don't blame you, first of all.
Well,
lowest form of life on this planet.
Go fuck yourself, you Irish Mick.
The country I came from, Italians are actually, and I feel mean saying this, but they're like the Mexicans.
Of Southern California, okay.
Right.
I don't know.
They're filthy slobs, I understand.
Right. You know how you guys tell Polish jokes?
Yeah.
You tell like Italian jokes.
Okay.
I think Mexicans are awesome.
Me too. I'm a little stunned by that. But what
way better than Italians.
You know what's funny? I agree with you. Tell me one thing that an Italian has ever done in the history of mankind. Can you name?
We sailed across the Atlantic and discovered America.
Weren't they lost? Okay. Though? Didn't they think they discovered someplace else?
No, we discovered America.
Yeah, no, they thought that's it was Indiana, and that's why they named them Indianas.
How can you discover something when people were living there?
Christopher Columbus sailed across the Atlantic and discovered America. It's in the history books, you fucking elementary school loser.
I'm an elementary school loser.
Yeah, you never fucking passed. You didn't even pass college. That's why you quit. Huh?
Did you ever take a college course?
Yes.
You know the rhyme. In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. In 1992, Scaremaster and Randy Callahan.
Fuck.
Rhymes with blue.
Blue.
Oh, it does. Hey, what kind of restaurant did you guys eat at for lunch?
The Mongolian...
What do you think he spent on that, on dinner?
It wasn't dinner, it was lunch.
You guys go see the Aviators after that?
No.
No. If I had to guess, $20.
$20? That's all he spent?
There was a lunch between the three of us.
Who's the third person?
Daniel.
You brought your lawyer with you on a date?
I was with him. Look, I'm with him. We're doing my other stuff.
What's that? Suing people for no reason?
Fuck you!
Really?
It's family night, motherfucker! Shut your fucking mouth! Or I'll fucking drill you into the fucking wall!
Really? Let me see you do that.
Dolphina, you want some tequila?
You're going to drill me into the fucking wall?
Yeah, I do.
What's the matter, Scaremaster?
Don't talk to me.
Don't talk to you. We're in the middle of a podcast. I got to
talk
to
you. Yeah, the fucking podcast is over!
Is it?
You insult me and embarrass me in front of my fucking friend.
I insult you.
It's despicable. You're a mean, hateful Mick, you fucking Mick.
Wait a minute. How did I embarrass you in front of your friend? Did I embarrass him in front of you?
No.
What was your opinion of Italians before you came in here?
A little bit better.
Before you came in here?
Yeah.
Okay, so
she likes me as a person.
No, she doesn't.
What I mean, no, she doesn't. If she didn't like me, then she would not have called for me.
Can I ask her a question?
Ask.
Dizzy.
Her name is not Dizzy, douchebag. Her name is Dafina. Dafina. D-A-F-I-N-A.
All right. Yeah. You have a choice. You want somebody to fuck you. You want somebody to really take good care of your puss-puss. Now, behind one door is Perry. Mm-hmm. Behind the other door is me.
Does she know which one is which?
She knows because it's a clear door.
Okay. And that's only two choices.
The only two choices.
Perry, don't get mad. But I have to pick Don.
Oh.
Why?
Well, because he's not Italian.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I have a friend, I don't know if you remember her, from a Bob Seger concert. Tall, blonde.
No.
Name's Aaron.
No.
No? Doesn't ring a bell?
Mary Jane.
Yes?
Put your fingers in your ears real quick.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
Okay. Do you remember going into a bathroom stall?
No.
With Aaron?
Really.
No?
No. Really?
Oh, yeah. He's been bragging about blowing you. I swear.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I have no recollection of this at all.
Yeah, she said that you're very blessed.
Wow. Mm-hmm. How about that, apples?
Yeah.
And you know what? Perry always tries... Mary Jane, take your fingers out of your ears. Perry always tries to say that size doesn't matter. You've said that before. You actually said a long time ago that prostitutes have told you that size means nothing.
Some, yes. Some, no.
Your honest opinion. Does size mean something?
Yes.
A level of importance, where would you say? Is it the highest or the lowest? Or somewhere
it's
in between?
Pretty much the first thing I look for in a guy.
Hey, why don't you two get a room?
Shut up, mole. Shut up. I got a room here in the back. There's a little bed back there. I don't know. It'd be crazy, but...
I can give a podcast going.
Oh, fuck. Oh, the weather today is fucking with my neck.
Would you like to go back and see this room?
Oh, you want to just show me it?
We'll do Perry's movie time while you guys are gone.
All right. Well, let me introduce this, and you do your movie time, okay?
No.
What do you mean?
Because I got nothing to talk about.
We'll fill it in, Scaremaster.
It's time once again for Perry's Movie Time.
It's Perry's Movie Time. It's Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time.
What movie time? There's no movie.
All right, today,
you
Perry...
surprised me with doing this fucking show today.
Okay, Perry, last week
we're
was
supposed
told...
to be on vacation.
Perry? No, we're not. Last week, Perry was supposed to do a movie, and he was told that he was supposed to do it again this week. It's called Across the Moon, and it was formerly called Tehachapi.
That movie is not on the market any longer.
Why don't you come with me?
Okay.
So now Don's going to fuck Dafina.
Scaremaster, let's talk about what's currently in theaters and people might want to go see. There's a lot of movies happening right now, and what interests you? There's a Japanese movie out called The Raid.
I can't believe this. I want to get out of here.
Hold on. We got to fill up Perry's movie time, okay?
This is disgusting. And this one stands there like and doesn't even worry about it.
It's Hollywood, man. You yourself said it's Hollywood. How about Damsel in Distress? It's the first movie from Whit Stillman in a while. You remember Whit Stillman?
Come here.
Greta Gerwig stars as the leader of a clique of well-groomed sophomores attempting to lift the spirits of depressed classmates by encouraging good hygiene and tap dancing. Damsel in Distress, directed by Whit Stillman, in theaters now. Come on, dude. You're leaving me hanging out here. Perry's movie time. Talk about the movie.
It's not a fucking...
Talk about any movie. Pick a movie.
Star Wars. With Steven Spielberg directing the fucking thing. God, that's the 1977 or 78. That was a great film. With
what'd
Darth
you like
Vader.
About it?
And, it was just the special effects were pretty awesome. Seeing the
who's your favorite Star Wars character?
The Ewok.
And that was today's Perry's Movie Time.
It's Perry's Movie Time. It's Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time.
What'd you do with Dafina?
I don't know. She'll come back, hopefully. I think she got what she wanted.
She seemed really nice.
Dexter, come in here. Okay. All right, let's continue on here.
What the fuck's on your face?
Oh, Jesus. What? Hold on. What? Hold on. Stop what? Right there. Don't get it in your hair. Just rub it. It's very healthy, this protein.
Oh, God.
Okay, let's move on. Thank you. Today, it's just three guys and one lady sitting around at a studio at a secret location in West Hollywood, California, talking about the ladies. It's time once again for a little guy talk.
Oh, yeah. It's guy talk. Gonna talk about the ladies. Guy talk.
Karen, has you seen anyone these days?
Yeah, she's sitting right here.
Oh, Dolphiner.
Dafina.
How are things working out?
Well, I don't like what just happened.
What?
What do you mean, what?
Nothing happened.
What was that was just on your face?
Nothing.
I don't know.
It was icing from a cake that I gave her.
Whatever.
I got to tell you, thank you, Dolphin. That was a nice little relief thing.
Oh.
Sometimes in the middle of a show, you get a little tense. So, what have you been up to?
Girl-wise. What do you mean, what have I been up to?
Girl-wise.
Girl-wise, you're looking at her.
Really?
Yeah, really.
I didn't know you guys were hooking up.
Yeah, we're hooking up.
Do you have anything to do with him at all?
Not more than friends.
We hook up as friends. We get together, we go out and have a nice time.
I didn't think it was Perry. It seems like you have feelings for her.
I got a little bit, and I didn't appreciate what you just did with her in your room.
I didn't do anything to her.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
I didn't do anything with
Nothing happened. I wouldn't do that
What
to you.
Was that on your face then?
I honestly don't know.
Maybe it was either something. Toothpaste.
It wasn't toothpaste. It smelled like bleach.
Or fucking a cum shot.
It was icy. Scare
Master, don't be crude. It's guy talk, man. And there's a lady here.
We seldom have ladies during guy talk. Have you ever had an experience of like craziness? What's the craziest thing that you've ever done?
What do you mean? Craziest.
Like sexually. Craziest thing.
Okay. Here. Do you want the truth?
Yeah.
Truth.
Okay, but it's kind of embarrassing.
Why?
Was it with an Italian?
Why would it be embarrassing?
Was it with an Italian?
No.
You ever do anything at a podcast before?
Why
don't you tell us that story?
Okay. Well, one time one of my friends asked me to go on a podcast show.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
here in town or somewhere else?
Here.
Okay.
And so I agreed, and I showed up, and there was a really handsome guy there, and he wanted to show me around. So he showed me one of the rooms, and what happened was I went down on him in the bathroom.
You downed and abbied him.
See, yeah. I said so.
What?
Was it a good podcast?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. It was a hit.
Did you talk about it on the podcast?
Yeah, I did.
You did right now.
Dude,
what are you talking about? Perry, she's talking about a different story.
No. This was not today.
It was.
You went down on him right now.
No. The story doesn't
go bullshit.
We've had this thing for a week.
Bullshit. She fucking gave. She sucked your dick, didn't she? She's fucking went down on your dick, didn't she?
I wouldn't do that to you.
Liar.
Why would I do that to you?
Because you're that kind of guy.
Do that to you. You know that. Come on. I didn't.
That's not
Don't
cool.
be crude, Scott.
Okay. It's not true.
What'd you do to him?
Let's just stop
There's nothing.
It.
I don't even know what you're talking about. There was nothing.
What was that white shit on your face?
You know, I've never quite understood why Perry gets so upset anytime one of his girlfriends falls for me. I mean, come on, Scaremaster. How could they really help it? Am I trying to do anything? I just sit there and be myself. They're the ones that come to me. I don't do anything to them. Now, I know that we've showcased the last segment on previous best of shows a few years back, so we just wanted to give an abbreviated version of it since it fits so well with the overall theme of this show that we're doing today. And I'll let you in on a little secret. You know that stuff that was on Dolphin's face that Perry was so upset about? It wasn't cake. Oh, would you look at that. I'm looking at the clock on the wall, and unfortunately, once again, we've run out of time for this episode. But there's still quite a bit of ground to cover for Perry's Angels, so I guess you'll just have to tune in next time for Perry's Angels Volume 3, The Best of the Big Three. Now, before I go today, I really wanted to thank all the people that are listening to these best of shows, the people that are still on the fan page. I know there hasn't been any new content, mainly because there's no Mole, there's no Perry, so I don't feel that I should just go out there and try to wing it. I'm just giving information, and I wanted to keep the Big Three fans at least abreast of what's going on. I want them to kind of know if something comes up with their Big Three pilot that we've been working on. I can tell you that right now, we're still in post-production. I've seen a lot of this, and it really is funny. I just hope that we can tie up loose ends. There's a lot of shit that I've got to take care of before we can put this out there. I just wanted to make sure that when we finally put this pilot out there, it's as great as it can possibly be. And from what everything that I've seen so far, I think you guys are going to go crazy for it. It's really, really funny. I also want to remind people out there, to the people that donated to our Fund Anything account when we raised the money to put this pilot together. Again, thank you, and we promised prizes. Well, those prizes are coming. We're holding back on all the money put into the prizes yet because we still need money to finish the pilot, editing fees, all this other stuff. So when we get all that organized, you will be getting your prizes. A lot of people are going to be getting autographed pictures and things like that from us. I also wanted to make mention, thanks to the people that were Big Three fans that have now come over and they're listening to the Simply Don show, they're listening to the Ding Dong show. I thank you for that. And I know that there's been some shit that's been going on in the fan page, and I don't want people to leave there. A lot of stuff was going down, and people were getting so upset because it was becoming bullshit. Well, I hope that I resolved that. I don't know if people heard on my last Simply Don the podcast. I tried to resolve things with the most hated man in the Simply Don universe. Hopefully everything works there. I also wanted to mention that we're rapidly approaching the deadline for entries for the upcoming Top 10 shows. That's where we'll be counting down the 10 best episodes of the Big Three podcast, the entire history, and it's going to be voted by you, the fans at home. We have a lot already, but I'll tell you, the voting is really close on a number of these shows, so you want to get your entry in to make a difference. If you haven't sent yours in yet, come on. What the fuck are you waiting for? All you have to do is think about your favorite Big Three podcasts of all time. Complete a list, rank them in order from 1 to 10. Now, this will be the order that you feel. I mean, don't let anyone else get in your way or influence you. Pick your favorite ones, and then you'll send them to Tom Brennan in his Facebook message page. And for some reason you don't have access to Facebook, you can email your entries to thebig3podcast@outlook.com. Now, if you can't think of 10 shows, just rank your top 5 or maybe top 3. Or maybe you just have a favorite show and that's all you can think of. Well, just put that down. We want to try to get this as accurate as we possibly can. But more importantly, we also want to hear why these particular episodes are your favorites. Just write a couple sentences telling us why you think that's a great show. Maybe some moments in there that made you laugh the hardest. So anyway, what are you waiting for? And now we're extending the deadline a bit on this. But we do need to prepare these episodes for the countdown. So if you could, please submit your favorite episodes by the end of November. And I think that's moved a little bit later from, I believe, November 14th. I do want to say hello to Scott Horton on his birthday. He is a guy that donated so many things from his, well, his place that went out of business. So I hope things are going well for him, and happy birthday to you. We also have this Simply Don store that's open. Things are getting straightened out there. I hope you're enjoying the t-shirts and hats and everything there. If you want to get in touch with us there and see what we got going, it's at www.simplydonthepodcastnetworkstore.com. If you want to get in touch with me on my social network, at Twitter, I'm at SimplyDon1. Facebook, I'm at Don Barris. Instagram, I'm at SimplyDon1. And Vine is Don Barris. Programming note, Simply Don the Podcast is on each week. Make sure you catch that. If you're in the Los Angeles area, stop by the Comedy Store. I close out every night. Monday nights, of course, is the Ding Dong Show. That's at 10 p.m., and we're doing a Ustream on that every Monday, so catch that. And write into us, either on the Ustream chat room or at my Twitter is another way. That's a better way probably, too. Coming very soon, I mean within a week or so now, maybe 2 weeks, the Ding Dong Show is coming to Simply Don the Podcast Network. We've got about 40-some shows, and on our website, we're going to have a page that is going to show some video, and we're going to premiere a very special, never-before-seen, well, you'll have to check it out. We're going to put some old video up there, Big Three, Crazy Stuff in My Life, Ding Dong Show, so there's a lot of stuff coming on, so keep listening to us. Thanks a lot, guys. You guys are, without question, the best. So keep listening to us. I think that you're going to like what's coming up. And make sure you like us on Facebook. Find the official page at facebook.com, The Big Three Podcast. And for now, it's your old pal. Goodbye.